God bless you. This is your host, Dr. Adrian Butler, and welcome to the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. We are so happy to have you here with us on this Father's Day, for this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I hope you've had a wonderful day with your fathers, if you have an opportunity to be around your fathers. And if your father's gone to glory, we thank God for him having an opportunity to pour into your life. I tell you, there's nothing like having a father. We had an awesome time today. We're working on a series that's called Time to Straighten Up. And so coming out of Mark 9, we just had a great time today in the name of Jesus. And I tell you what, God is so good. It is nothing like being a child of God. We thank you so much for being a part of the show today. If you're online, the chat room is up. And so if you want to make any questions or comments or give us any questions or comments on the chat line, you're welcome to do so. Or if you are on the line, we thank God that the switchboards are blowing up. We thank God for that, that we had all these callers blowing up. But if you have any questions or comments, you know, just press 1. And the switchboard operator will let us know that you are on the line. And look here, let me share this with you. Let me share this with you. No matter what you are going through in your life, God has your back. No matter what it looks like, no matter what's being said, you are a child of God, and you cannot fail. Hold on, wait. Why did I say you can't fail? Because God has your destiny in his hand. You know, that's the name of the show, the Power of Your Destiny broadcast, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network. We're so happy, I tell you, so happy to have you here with us on our prayer list. Let's hit our prayer list up. On our prayer list today, we have Sister Ruth Anthony. God bless you out there, Sister Ruth. We're praying for you, Brother L.D. Walker. We're praying for him and his family, any other bereaved families we might have. We have a Sister Cheryl Reed, who we are praying for as well, who went in the hospital on yesterday. And I talked with, in fact, her husband's going to be on the show today, Pastor Reed, and she's ran through some tests. Looks like she is recovering well. God's hand is upon her, and she's doing better. So we thank God for it. If you have any prayer requests, please remember to go to our website, zionsbridge.com. Fill out the prayer request form. And if we have an opportunity, we will acknowledge your prayer request. We're also praying for Deacon Otis Miles. We're praying for him and his family, praying God strengthen him. And look, for all of the young fathers that are out there, look, guys, I always say this. I want to make sure we understand this. I always say this. The very definition of being a man is one word: responsibility. Yeah, you thought it was going to be something else. One word for being a man is responsibility. It's not biology. I know that. I know biology makes you means that you can have a child, but to be a man means that you are responsible for whatever you make. You are responsible for. And so our challenge to our young men is, if you've made a bill, responsibility. If you made a situation, if you made a date, be responsible. And especially if you made a child, be responsible. We're going to play a piece by Bishop T.D. Jakes called "How Hard It Is to Be a Man." I know, ladies, you don't figure we have it hard, but I please want you to listen to these encouraging words by the man of God. Is going to encourage your soul. And we have several other audios that we'll be playing. But very quickly, once again, we want to make sure you remember that this is the Power of Your Destiny broadcast, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network. You can go to CLN Shop and you can look at the website there. We have all types of Christian products. You know, if somebody said, well, you know, Dr. Butler, you're promoting this website on the show, I sure am. The whole world is revolved around detaching you from your money to do what the world wants to do. We're talking about supporting the kingdom of God. You know, we support Hearts for Haiti. The November ministry team is going to Haiti to buy a boat. We've already started raising money for that, and God is truly going to bless that ministry and that endeavor. We have some things coming up. We might end up going with them this year if we don't. Keep us in prayer, but we're still going to continue to raise money for Heart for Haiti. We're still going to reach into communities of men's shelters, women's shelters, homeless shelters to make an impact. That's what we're called to do. We're still going to support young people who are trying to make it into college. Look, our government that we have right now, it seems like they're not on our side. It is time for the church and the people of God to start doing their part. So would you partner with us? Again, CLN Shop, you see our products there, you see our resource material, and as well as our website, zionsbridge.com, Z-I-O-N-S, bridge.com. You can go there and you can see our itinerary. I don't think it's been updated. It will be this week. So if you want to see where we're going to be preaching at within the next, for the rest of the year right now, you'll have an opportunity, at least for the next 3 or 4 months. I'm taking a small hiatus for about 2 months. I'm not accepting any preaching engagements. We unfortunately had to turn down about 3 of them. But beyond that, you'll see where we have some itinerary moments coming up, and you'll see our itinerary. You can follow us there if you want to book us there to come and speak. Any book signings, expos, or whatever, please do so now. Since I've said all of that, let me share with you. I think I did on the show on last week. We got a lot of salutations for it. We were in a motion picture. It's called Faith Song. The DVD has come out, and the Faith Song was voted the best film at the Christian Film Festival. Yay! We're so proud to be in that project, but not just that. We also got best cast and also best supporting actor. So we thank God for the opportunity to not just write books for the kingdom, but now doing movies for the kingdom. And look, I got the bug. Let me tell you, I got the bug. Keep your eye out. We got some things in the work. We're going to be probably doing some commercials and some other things. So keep that on the down low if you don't mind. And when you see us on television, say, hey, I know that guy there. That's Dr. A. Jerome Butler, who hosts the Poverty Destiny broadcast. I know him. So keep it tuned. We're going to continue to move for Jesus Christ. We're going to continue to love on what God has us doing, and you're going to come along with us, because keep in mind, the Word of God talks about the body. We are all one body. So I can't do anything without God getting the glory, and I can't do anything by myself. So it's all of us doing it for him to praise and worship him together. Well, I've talked enough. Today we're going to have a good friend of mine, Pastor Rufus Reed, and he has a wonderful, he wants to share his testimony with us. He's going to share he had a physical loss, and he is still pressing forward and still pressing towards the mark. And so when we come back after these audios, I want to introduce you to my good friend, Pastor Rufus Reed. This man of God has stand strong, and I think we've been friends, I know, for at least 15 years. We were together, ministers at the same church, came through the same church, and I tell you what, just a dynamic brother. Well, anyway, call your friends and tell them, 347-215-8947, Dr. Adrian Butler and the Poverty Destiny broadcast is on the air, and we'll be right back after these audios.
Hi, this is Krista Williams, host of Beauty Essentials, bringing you timeless beauty for your mind, body, and spirit. And now you're listening to the Christian Lifestyle Network.
I engage a page, turn a burner, stage the fragrance, raises similar to native sages, saging, unlocking a cage of praises for Rock of Ages, let random rambling rappers rant and raving, inflame verbs to your nerve endings, literally feeling these words in my tendons, and rattling occupants of the venue sinews, while the eulogy be orchestrating continuous crescendos. Excellent, been down since Exodus. Like, what if the Egyptians and Israelites joined forces? That would force a forfeit. And it's hard to drive hard when your hard drive keeps me in the force quick. I learn to speak immigrants, yep. The language of the broken like the system in their English. I speak with heaven's accent, angelic dialect. Rapping my coast as if that spirit realm had ocean. Excellent, that's what you should expect from us. Least we can do to say thank you for how we blessed us. All else is blasphemy, disagree, get at me. And he with low standards don't get no mics on. The stage that I stand on to battle with the stakes for the rights to kick the mic for a couple more bars. No YouTube channels for rap battles or cash prizes. Just keeping you cool when heat rises. Neck breaks, concussions, gashes, and bruises. It's real manhood with the monthly bills to prove it. Start with me, my art archery aims for the dark meat. Your albums are full of more fights than shark week. Excellent, my writing remains with such serious symbolism. Styles are plenty. Pages get the let out like Jimmy. Homie, I am not kidding, there's no play day. Muscled up a hustle, a street name, the DBA. Excellent.
You are listening to the Christian Lifestyle Network.
May I pause just a moment and explain to women something that you probably never hear men say, because some men are not articulate enough to say it, some are not thoughtful enough to speak it, and most are too private to admit it. But it is real hard to be a man. Now, you have a whole lot of materials and information that undergirds the challenges you go through, and I'm not minimizing what you go through at all, because you go through a whole lot. But just let me tell you, just so that you will know, since you have never spent not one day as a man, let me inform you quite clearly and emphatically that it is hard, hard to be a man. That's why most give up on it, most quit, most faint from it, most fall because of it, and almost all of us die trying to do it. Oh, yes, the devil is out to destroy men. If you look around, you will find many saged, aged, gray women. Go to your family reunions and you will see grandmama and big mama there. And they're all standing around in the kitchen talking about, girl, is that chicken done yet? I don't know, mama. Let me turn it over in a minute. Get that bread out the oven before it burn. But have you ever asked yourself, where are grandpapa and Big Papa and Uncle Willie? Where, what happened to Cousin James? What is wrong with our generation that there are few old men left? That means we have few compasses to chart the course and to lead us through the maze of trying to get to our destination on time. We have many men who model to us how to get started, but few that live long enough to show us how to finish. Show us how to make it through the different ages and stages of life, because the challenges of a 20-year-old is far different from the challenges of a 50-year-old, is far different from the challenges of a 70-year-old, and you need somebody who's been there to coach you through the process and look you in the mirror and say, keep coming, boy, don't give up now. I know you lost your job, but keep on coming. Keep on, you can do this. Don't give up. Come on, boy, come on, come on. I know your feelings is hurt. Come on, come on, come on, come on. No, you're not going to be able to do what you used to do 20 years ago. You're not supposed to. You're going to have to readjust and develop a new normal. Come on, come on, come on. If you come on, you're going to get through this. Don't give up. Don't follow her. Don't follow her. She's not the answer. She's a trick. Keep coming this way. We don't. See, you and Big Mama can sit around while y'all picking collard greens, and you can talk to her and she can tell you something. And there's an old woman standing on every corner full of advice ready to tell you, girl, well, this is what you ought to do. But we have few fathers, few voices, few compasses, few teachers, few leaders, few guides to speak to us in the process. And that is why we get lost in the journey of becoming what we were created to be. We get lost in the process. Some as early as 15 and 16 years old get lost in the maze of masculinity. Some make it to 30 and collapse up under a bush of despair. Some are getting to the middle of their lives, changing their sexual orientation, giving up on women altogether and going after men. And you can't figure out why it is. There's nobody coaching us saying, not that way. Go this way. Come on, go this way. Go this way. It is hard, hard to be a man.
Hi, this is Dr. Soretta Smith, and you're listening to the Christian Lifestyle Network.
And we're back. This is your host, Dr. Adrian Butler. And I'm that's a powerful, powerful piece by Bishop T.D. Jakes. Tells the ultimate truth that it is hard to be a man. Either these days and times, young men, if they do make it to a place in life where they are maturing, other young men have been raised by women, and unfortunately, not this is not a negative, ladies, have been raised in such a manner where that men are spoken down to, or they're in prison, or they're struggling with addictions. Those who have come beyond the precept of what the world sees, sometimes, unfortunately, they're so joyful that they've made it to a certain point that they don't reach back. We have an obligation, men, fathers, we have an obligation to reach back to the next generation and pull them up with us. We have an obligation. Bishop Jakes was just so clear in what he said. I do remember my grandmother and aunts and all of them, those years of talking with the family, talking with the young women. And my mother and her generation of sisters and cousins are still here. Unfortunately, their husbands have gone on. My uncles have gone on. So now it's left up to us, this generation of men, to take up the mantle, take care of ourselves, live in grace, harmony, have peace with God. But I want to say again, take care of ourselves. Because regardless of how it seems, it's hard to be a man. Today, my guest is a very good friend of mine. We have known each other, if it's not 20 years, it's going on 20 years. We came through the same church together and went through seminary together to a certain level. And we have been armor bearers in the spirit for one another for years. Either he was encouraging me or I was encouraging him. And we have both seen God do wondrous things in our ministries. Our good friend, Reverend Pastor Rufus Reed, God bless you and welcome to the show, Reverend Reed.
I just want to say happy Father's Day to you, Reverend Butler, and all of the fathers. I want to wish them a happy Father's Day, and I just want to let all of them know that we are chosen by the Father. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
Amen.
We are revived.
Amen. Go ahead, brother.
We are Revived Spirit Ministry, and it's just a pleasure to be on the Power of Your Destiny broadcast today.
Amen. We're so happy to have you here, Pastor Reed. Now, Pastor Reed, do me a favor. I know you very well. And I want the audience to know, I want the 61,000 listeners to know who my friend Rufus Reed is. So if you will, tell them about yourself, your family dynamic, a little bit about your ministry. And then we're going to talk a little bit about some of the challenges that you've had to happen. But then the Spirit of God within you that has overcome. So if you will, introduce yourself to the audience.
My name is Pastor Rufus Reed, and I'm the pastor of Revived Spirit Ministry. We launched our ministry out in 2005, but I also have a wife that I, by the name of Cheryl Reed, that I've been married to for 35 years. I have two sons. One is named Oswald. He's 30. The other one is named Joshua. He's 23. And I also have a grandbaby who's also 8 years old. And we're just so blessed to be a part of the ministry of building up the kingdom of God. We're an outreach ministry, and we are promoting the kingdom of God through nursing homes, through prison ministries, through home evangelism, through homeless ministries, through women ministry, boys and men's. And we also recently started the Reed Scholarship Foundation, which we're giving out scholarships to area county high school students. And we're just so excited about uplifting the body of Christ.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Now, Pastor Reed, you said you got an 8-year-old grandbaby. So, you know, I always pick at you that you look like a little young guy, a little young boy. You know, if you probably saw him with that 8-year-old grandson, you'd wonder what in the world, because he just looks so young. And but God has taken very good care of you, my friend, and I thank God for you, the friendship that we've had over the years. If you will, share with us a little bit, you know, Revive Spirit Ministry, you've been doing that for how many years now?
We've been doing Revive Spirit Ministry basically since 2005. We started
Amen.
Out uplifting the body of Christ. We did 17 years of nursing home ministry, where we actually go into nursing homes and we feed them with spiritual food, because many of them are not able to go to a ministry. They're not able to go to churches. And so we believe in taking the gospel. The great commission for us to go never was to stay, but to go. And that means take a trip. And so we've taken the trip to many nursing home ministries for over 17 years. We've also did prison ministry for over 2 years. We've actually went in and counseled inmates. And it's just been a blessing to be able to go in and deal with our young men, you know, that are incarcerated, you know, that really have lost hope and have lost destiny for life. And we go in and we implant life to those, you know, that are in prison.
Wow.
And we're
wow.
so excited.
Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
Yeah. And we're also excited, too, about our home evangelism. We have over 25 years of home evangelism, where we actually go and see those that are widowers, those that are in destitute. There are many people that are in neighborhoods and communities that are bedridden and not able to get out. And we actually go and we evangelize to those people. We care for the needs of them. We go by and see them. Many elderly people that are not able to go different places and stuff like that. And we just believe in revitalizing and uplifting our communities, because we are our brother's keepers. And we have to go out and reach those that are in need. And we feel very strongly about our home evangelism program.
Amen. Amen. So now, Pastor, if somebody was to contact you about home evangelism, you're in the Augusta area, correct? Augusta, Georgia.
Yes, I am.
And the Augusta, Georgia area. So how does that work? If somebody wanted you to all to come in and have a service with them, or to come in for a Bible study, how exactly would that work?
Basically, what we do is that we have teamed up with a brotherhood ministry that has already launched out a homeless ministry. They've been doing it for over 11 years, and we partner with them. And basically what we do is that every Saturday morning we feed 3 busloads of homeless people from 8:30 to 11:30 every Saturday morning. And we give them spiritual food.
Wow.
as also physical food. You know, their physical needs are met, also their spiritual needs are met. And it's an exciting program that we do every Saturday morning with a Methodist church, you know, Trinity CME up on the hill. And we're just excited, you know, about doing the ministry. It has really blessed this community in such a large way. You know, we have to take care of our homeless, and whether or not people know it or not, our homeless people are steady growing day by day. And we have to reach the needs of people. You know, we must go out and be our brother's keeper, because we don't know what situation we may run into one day.
Amen. Well, I always say, Pastor, it's someone else's time now, and you don't know when your time is coming, but your time is coming. So also ministries that you're partnering with now, you know, your claim to fame with me anyway, you know, I know you have Revived Spirit Ministries and you're doing some great work with these homeless shelters and all of that. But now in the prison ministry, now you did nursing home ministry. How did you get started doing that? Because now, you know, I'm getting old because I know you did that for several years. And I don't know if you did that while at Broadway or was that something that you birthed outside of the church or how did that begin? Help me to remember. Like I said, you know, I'm getting a little bit older and a little long in the tooth. So help me out.
We started out in the nursing home ministry in 1996. You were there as youth pastor of Broadway Baptist Church, doing a very fine job there. And I was asked to go into the nursing home ministry at Jenny's Homes, which is located on Deansbridge Road in Augusta, Georgia. And we started that ministry basically in 1996. And it was a Thursday ministry where we actually did 11 o'clock service every Thursday. And we did it for over 16 years. And
wow.
It really blessed the entire community. Many various churches were involved in it. We gave them testimonies. We gave them songs of praise, and also the word was preached by yours truly every Thursday morning, and it was just so exciting. We just enjoyed that ministry because it touched the lives of those that, you know, were not able to get out and go to a church or go to a service. We were able to bring services to them. Like I say, the Great Commission has never been to stay. It is always, Jesus always asks us to go, you know, and to take a trip. And we must take trips each and every day of our lives. And it was just an exciting ministry. And there are many people that are going on to glory now, you know, because of this nursing home ministry. They went from earth to eternity. And we're just so thankful and just so grateful that we were able to bless so many people in those years.
Amen, amen. You know, as you got me on, you're taking me back a little bit from our time there at Broadway under the leadership of Pastor Barry Williams, and he had a unique knack of plugging people into the places where they just fit. You know, you at the nursing home, and I think at one time we had. I want to say 16 on staff, ministers
yeah,
and preachers
yeah.
at one time.
Yes, yeah.
And
we
he
had
just
had
a unique knack.
Butler.
Amen. A unique knack of plugging each of us into a place where our talents and our experiences could be utilized. For those young pastors that listen, and I thank you all for doing that. Our pastor, our former pastor, there was no idle hands. If you were called to preach, you had opportunities to preach if you were called. But most of all, the main thing he wanted all of us to do is to do kingdom work and kingdom building. He wasn't raising you up just to sit down there on the pulpit and be a pulpit ornament. He was raising you up to be a worker in the vineyard. And so he made sure he utilized your strengths and plugged you into ministries, and the church flourished. And I mean, really, really, we had a blessed time, didn't we, my brother? We had a couple of services and on Sunday and Wednesday Bible study and something going on at Broadway at all time, wasn't it?
Amen, amen. And I know you also to remember the Boys and Men ministry where
yes.
you was a great mentor there, where we tutored over 30 to 40 boys every Saturday. And you was blessed as a transportation ministry to take a lot of these young men to ride horses. We took them bowling. We took them to different places around the CSRA, enriching their environment and their culture. There were many boys that were there that were in the Boys and Men transition where did not have any fathers or daddies. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, being, you know, this is Father's Day, but they did not have, you know, a father in their lives. And, you know, you took it upon yourself as a mentor, and you had different mentors working with me in that transition. And it was just so wonderful to have that Boys to Men's transition where we actually taught those boys how to be real men.
Amen. Amen. Brother, you had some old memories flooding back there, old man. I tell you what.
Amen.
We've had a lot of water under the bridge, a lot of lives that were changed, not for our glory, but for the glory of God. And I say again, and if you've listened to this show anytime, you know I invoke the name of Pastor Barry Williams often on this show, because he was not just our pastor. He was very special to me and our mentor, and just a dynamic man. I mean, you know, when T.D. Jakes was just coming along, I used to tell people all the time, we had T.D. Jakes at Broadway Baptist Church. I'd put him against the world's best that were out there. He was a unique man of God, had a unique mind, a wonderful heart, and he was really a pastor's pastor, and I just thank God for him. Pastor Reed, if you will, we're going to take a small break. When we come back, because you've had something challenging that has happened to you this year, and I want you to share that story with the audience when we get back after the break. And then we want to make sure we connect and know how they can donate to Revive Spirit Ministry, to some of those great things you're talking about the scholarship and all of these things that you're doing with the homeless and all of that. So when we come back, we want to give you an opportunity to share with people how they can take advantage of plugging into your ministry and contacting you for any engagements or seeing how they can be a blessing to your ministry, okay?
Amen.
Wonderful, wonderful. This is Dr. A. Jerome Butler, and this is my good friend, Pastor Rufus Reed, who is the pastor overseer of Revived Spirits Ministries there in Augusta, Georgia, doing some great things for over 20 years, over two decades. He has really been working for God. And we want, when we come back, we want him to tell his story, because he's had some challenges. And I want to share with you that you can be an overcomer if you stay on God's side, no matter how bad things look, how bad things get. You need to continue to fight. This is your host, Dr. A. Jerome Butler. Like I said, we'll be right back after this little break. This is the Christian Lifestyle Network, Power of Your Destiny broadcast, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network, if I can get my tongue working. Our call-in number is 347-215-8947. If you come on the line and you would like to make a comment or you would like to just have a question, please press 1 on your keyboard and on your keypad, and we will get you recognized on the keyboard. So we'll be right back after this audio.
Many years pass. Jacob is dead. The Israelites that came through his family, they're enslaved in Egypt, and God appears to a man named Moses. Exodus chapter 3 at the burning bush. And Moses asks God the same thing Jacob asked God. He said, suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask, what is his name? Then what shall I tell them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you were to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. Now, I preach that verse a lot, but I never preach the next one. And I'm going to leave you with it. Because the next thing God said to Moses is, say to the Israelites, if you want to know who I am and what kind of God I am, tell them, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac. And I'm thinking he's going to say the God of Israel, because that's Jacob's good side. That's the new Jacob. If you're God and you want to make yourself known, wouldn't you call yourself the God of Israel? Wouldn't you want to be the God of their good side?
Wouldn't you want to be the God of the guy who was changed in the wrestling match? But yet he says to Moses, and he says to you today, if you want to know who I am, you need to understand, I'm the God of Jacob too. I'm the God of Jacob. I'm the God of that part of you that you don't want anybody to see. I'm not just the God of your success. I'm the God of your struggle. I'm the God of Jacob too. I'm not just the God of your victories. I'm the God of your defeats. I'm the God of Jacob. The God of Jacob is in this place. His name is Jesus. He's full of mercy, full of grace, full of truth. Oh God of Jacob.
This is Reverend Timothy Williams, pastor of the Montmorency Missionary Baptist Church of Montmorency, South Carolina. You are tuned in to the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you.
The Christian life is not a playground, it's a battleground. So today, I will give no place to fear or failure. I will not accept a trace of apathy in my attitude or actions. I will reject complacency and embrace the greatness that God has planted inside of me. I will waste no opportunity to glorify God and maximize everything He has entrusted to me. I will fight. My battle is not against flesh and blood, but against a spiritual enemy who opposes me. So I will draw the battle lines and face my enemy with a bold determination. My enemy fights against me because he fears me. Every time I resist him, he must flee. And every time he reminds me of my past, I will remind him of his future. I will make no excuses, but through every obstacle I will find a way. I will not procrastinate my progress. I will not defer my destiny. I will not waver when I'm weak. I will not cower when my circumstances take a turn for the worse. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I will fight. Even if I lose the battle, I will win the war, because I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. I will reject the lies that echo in my mind, telling me that I don't have what it takes, that my best is behind me, or that humiliation awaits me. The devil is a liar, and my God always causes me to triumph. Through Jesus Christ, my Lord, I will fight. I'm unashamed to represent a kingdom that is unshakable. No one will be able to stand against God's plan for me all the days of my life. With my God, I will advance against every troop. With his help, I will scale every wall. Though my enemies surround me, my God surrounds my enemies. Though they may come at me one way, they will flee seven ways. Because no weapon formed against me will prosper. And every evil thing that rises against me, I will condemn, I will fight. My heart is steadfast. My purpose is immovable. I am always abounding in the work of the Lord. And my potential is unlimited because the limitless God lives within me. I will fight. The cross is before me. The world is behind me. I'll never turn back. I'll never give up. I'll never settle. I'll never stop short. I will press toward the mark for the prize that is already mine. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, neither height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation shall be able to separate me from my God. And if my God is for me, who can be against me? I will fight.
I will fight. Don't allow yourself to allow anything and anybody talk you out of your blessings. That's just such a powerful, powerful piece. I will fight. You've got to be able to press towards the mark of the high calling. You've got to be able to press your way through. We've got our good friend, Pastor Reed, with us, who is on the show today. And he's sharing with us about this wonderful, wonderful ministry he has, Revive Spirit Ministries. All of the great things that God is doing in his ministry. But Pastor Reed has had some challenges this year. My good brother, I know you've had some challenges this year. Would you share with the audience a word of encouragement of what happened to you this year and how you are persevering over that infirmity?
Amen, amen. Pastor Butler, on January 4th, I picked up a bacterial infection in my eye. And I went to the emergency room, and they thought that it was a sinus infection. I noticed that my eye was red, and I went home, and it didn't get any better. And I went back to the emergency room that Sunday, and they referred me to an eye specialist. And he came and dilated my pupils and told me that something was wrong with my eye. And on the following day, he took me to another eye specialist that told me that they was going to have to do emergency surgery. And I ended up during that week, I had a coronary transplant. And I thought maybe that the eye was going to get better. And I, for about a whole month, I was constantly going to doctors each and every day. I ended up, I had another eye surgery. And on March the 31st, I ended up, they said that the eye was not going to be able to be saved. So on March the 31st, my eye was removed. But through what I went through my pain that I went to, I took my pain and I turned it into a ministry. I did not give up. I did not give in. In fact, I can truly say that God gave me a spiritual eye. Even though I only have one eye now, God has given me a spiritual insight on things. And I was truly blessed to start the Reed Scholarship Foundation, where we gave out over $3,000 worth of scholarships to area high school students this year. Next year, we're going to be giving out over 12. And I'm just excited about what God is doing. But what I want people to know is that don't give up over your situations. You know, nothing is too hard for God. And God can turn your pain off into your destiny if you allow him to do it. You know, he can make a way from out of nowhere. And I'm a living example that nothing is too hard for God. I have did, Pastor Butler, I have did more with one eye than I was doing with two eyes. And I'm excited about the Word of God. We recently expanded our women's ministry. We are dealing every week with women that have been sexually abused. We have dealing with women that have been drug abused. We're also co-partnering with people that are dealing with sexual trafficking. We're actually taking women out of the street, you know, bringing them in and grooming them into what God would have them to be, because they're royalty. They're not just people that are just out there. They're royalty in the eyes of Christ, you know, and we believe that everybody can be saved, everybody can be delivered, and everybody can be set free. There's nothing too hard for God. And I just thank him for all that he has done in my life, and I just want to be a blessing to somebody to know that nothing is too hard for God.
Wow. Wow, that is an awesome, awesome testimony, my brother, an awesome testimony to lose your eye in March and continue on for Christ, to continue on for God. You not only have your ministry, but now your ministry has expanded. Your ministry has expanded. What's next for you, Pastor? Pastor, you know, you said that was March, and this is just a few months after that. So what is next for your ministry? What's the next hurdle that you have to get through personally and physically, but also what is the next level for your ministry that you see, or what, as your vision becomes clearer and clearer in Jesus, what do you see the next level of your ministry going to?
We have a book coming out in October, the second week in October, called Desire. And we're excited about that. We're excited. Planning on going on the road, because our mission truly is to uplift the body of Christ. We realize that there's a lot of help that the body of Christ needs throughout this universe and throughout this whole global universe. The picture is much bigger than what we see, and we want to be able to unite the entire body of Christ, bringing a whole entire body of Christ. It's not about this church or that church or that church or that denomination or whatever, you know. It's all about bringing the body of Christ together as one, you know, because there's one Lord, there's one faith, and there's one baptism, and we need to come together, because at the end of the day, it should be about love, because God is love.
Amen. Amen. Now, Pastor, with the book that's coming out, so you already know that your first interview is going to be here with me, right?
Amen. Amen.
I'm looking to the fire on that.
Because I know you have published four of them.
Amen. So you know I'm going to hold your feet to the fire that your first interview is going to be right here with us, prayerfully. Now, you know I'm not going to hold you up to that, my brother. I understand if you're working with a publishing company, they may have other interviews for you. But I know you'll come back to us here on the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. So I'm just so happy for you. I'm proud of you, my brother. I know you've had some adversity and had some challenges. The one thing I can say about Pastor Reed, audience, is this. He has been the exact same person I met 20 years ago as he is right now. I'm not saying there has not been any growth, but I'm saying his heart, his determination, his love appetite. You know, you have to have, in this Christian walk, you have to have an appetite for love. I call it love appetite. His love appetite for the things of God and his mindset for the things of God has not changed. He has a passion. And you know what we say, guys, passion produces power. He's had a passion for the things of God, and God has truly brought him through, even through the adversity that he has just gone through in March. This brother has not changed. He has not changed. And I know one reason why the devil attacked your body physically, because you've been giving him a black eye for years. So he thought he tried to pay you back, Pastor. Pastor, are you there?
Amen. 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 But we give God the glory, praise, and honor, you know, for all things. And we just want the audience to know that, you know, Christ is alive. Many people think that he's dead, but he's not. He's still alive. And just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, still in the blessing business. He's still in the healing business. He's still in the redemption business. And he wants all of us to come to his knowledge of who he is. And he wants us to draw near to him each and every day of our lives. And it comes down to a lifestyle that not only do you live for him on Sundays, but you live for him on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, that you surrender your whole life to him and just watch him move in your life. Because it's about lifestyle. And our lifestyle perceives who we are, you know. People are looking at us, you know, everywhere we go as being in the body of Christ. And our lifestyle ought to determine who we are. What we say, we ought to do. We ought to practice what we preach, you know. And we believe this in Revive Spirit Ministry. We're about uplifting the body of Christ and bringing Christ to who he really is in our lives and what he can do through us. Because it's not about us, it's all about him. It's all about lifting him up. And, you know, I give glory, praise, honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because there's nothing that I can do of my own. Everything that I do is about him, because in him I live, move, and have my being. And the universe cannot move without him speaking. So we can do nothing without him. And I just thank him for, you know, for choosing me, you know, before the foundation of the earth, to do a part of this earthly vessel to help uplift and help build his kingdom.
Amen. Amen. Now, Pastor, with everything that you've gone through and the adversity, but also your victories, what would you tell somebody that has lost something? How would you tell them to continue to press on? Just take a moment, if you will, and then we're going to have a word of prayer, and then I want you to tell the audience how they can get in contact with you. But before we go into prayer, would you just take a minute or two? We got about 10 minutes left, a minute or two, and just tell somebody who's going through adversity how to overcome.
Yeah, I just want everybody to know, whatever that you're going through, I just want you to know that we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. There's nothing that is too hard for God. Sometimes your situations that you go through and your circumstances that you go through is an opportunity for God to bless you. And this is what God has been showing me in this life, that nothing is too hard for him, that he can bless you in spite of your situation, your circumstances, and your adversities and things that you go through. Just don't give up, don't give in, and don't give out. Stay steadfast, unmovable, unshakable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. We have got to stay consistent in the Lord. Whatever it is that you was doing, if you pray early in the morning, continue to pray early in the morning. If you study early in the morning, continue to study early in the morning. But whatever you do, be consistent in the Lord. Don't waver to the left. Don't waver to the right, you know, and don't worry about, you know, what you're going through, because God has got you. He's got your front. He's got your back. He's got your side. He's got all of you. And remember, in the end, you win. And at the end of the day, it's all about love.
Amen. Amen. All about love. I told you all, this
all
brother had
love.
A love appetite. Amen. I told you this brother had a love appetite that's insatiable. I've heard him talk about love over 20 years. I've seen him walk in love. I've seen him go through adversity, and I've seen God truly bless his life, him, his wife, and his children. And I tell you what, Pastor Reed, you have been one of my heroes. I thank you for being not just my brother in Christ, but you've been one of my heroes in that you are consistent in what you do. Well, you know, the lifestyle that you've lived for Christ has never changed. And I want to thank you personally as your friend. For being the same, you're like God. You're the same yesterday, today, and I think you'll be the same forevermore. Amen. So praise God, Pastor. If you would, you know, we had several people on our prayer list, and we got people out there who are struggling with addiction. We got some people out there that are listening, that are going through certain things in their lives. Would you pray for our audience, for those that are listening? And look, if you have a prayer request, if you're online listening, you can type in there at the chat room if you have any prayer requests, and we'll pass it on. At the same time, if you have any issues that you would like to share, you can type that in. And if you have a question or comment for Pastor Reed or myself, please press 1. We have about 5 more minutes before we go off the air. So if you have any questions or comments, this has been a great interview, great talk with my great friend, and we're going to ask him to pray for you. And so please gear your mind towards heaven, and keep in mind, as I say this all the time, there's no distance in prayer. So we can be praying right here, and God can be right where you are and move. Pastor Reed, would you pray, please?
Him. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you this evening just to thank you, Heavenly Father, for your mercy. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and for your unconditional love. Father God, everything that we're going through, every sickness, every ailment, every prayer request, Lord, that was made, I just want everybody to know, Lord, that you died for everything. By your stripes, so Father God, they are healed. And the blood of Jesus, Father God, covers them from all unrighteousness, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you have already went ahead, Lord, and set up everything, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you have healed diabetes, that you have healed cancer, that you have healed arthritis, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that blood pressure has come down. We thank you, Father God, that there's no more depression. There's no tension, Father God. Everything that we're going through, Father God, you have already nailed it on the cross. And all we have to do, Father God, is to go through in you, Father God, because in you we live, move, and have our being. And we thank you, Father God, that we are healed by your stripes. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you in advance, oh, Father God, for all that you're doing. Let not the enemy try to destroy the works of Christ Jesus, because he's already been defeated. And we thank you, Father God, for this program, Father God, that is going forth, Lord, to reaching people all over this community, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for Pastor Butler. We plead the blood of Jesus over him, that you will continue, Father God, to bless him and his family, Lord. Bless him in his ministry, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, everything is done according to your will and according to your glory. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we walk by faith and not by sight, knowing that all is done according to your will. Thank you, Heavenly Father, right now for all of your spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that your blood covers us from all unrighteousness, and without the shedding of your blood, there can be no remissions of sin. Thank you, Father God, right now across this community, that someone is being saved, Someone is being delivered, and someone is being set free. Because whom the Son has set free is free indeed. And we say hallelujah to your name. We say glory, glory to your name. Thank you, Father God. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Reed, you're about to get me to kick my feet up here, brother. I'm telling you, you get
Amen.
To run around this room charging some things up here. Praise God, praise God, praise God. My brother, if you will, tell the folks how they can get in contact with you, if they want to donate, if they would like to get you maybe to come and speak. You know, like I said, the radio broadcast is all over the world. Believe it or not, we have one-third of our listening audiences in Australia, in all places, is over in Australia, as well as out west in California. And we have a large consorted effort of listeners in Canada and also in the East. So tell people how they can get in contact with you, and if they wanted to donate, be a part of that scholarship ministry, how they could do so, please.
You can get in contact with me through Reed Scholarship Foundation and Company. The address is 3720 Ferriton Drive, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. And my phone number is 706-755-5689.
Wonderful, my brother. Wonderful. Praise God. It has been such a pleasure to have you with us today, my brother. You're such an inspiration. We're going to continue to lift your wife up and your family up. You know, when we get to Augusta, we've got to go and get us some fish.
Amen. I'm looking forward to that, Pastor Butler.
Amen. We hadn't had an opportunity for some sea creatures to be on our plate in a while, so we're going to have an opportunity to do that. But, Pastor Reed, I tell you, have a wonderful, happy Father's Day, what's left of it. I pray God's blessings on you. And thank you so much for being on the broadcast here. You've blessed our souls.
Thank you so much, Pastor Butler, for having me on the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. And I pray and hope you and your family and this whole entire audience will have a blessed day in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for He is Lord.
Amen. Amen. That is our good friend, Pastor Reed from Revive Spirit Ministries. Look, make sure you connect with him. Have an opportunity to reach out at the numbers that he's given, the address, if you can donate or send anything to help the scholarship fund. I tell you, it will be going to a blessed and meaningful ministry. They're not playing. Their love appetite is insatiable. What they want to do for the kingdom is right. And so you will be pouring into a ministry that will pour out. It will not go void. Look, dear hearts, I pray that you have a wonderful and blessed happy Father's Day. If you have had a relationship with your father and you've had a great relationship with him, thank God for it. But if you're one of those people who your relationship with your father has not been the best, if he's still on this side of glory, make a phone call or go see him. Let him know you love him. Regardless, because understand this, for what he did not do and what he could not do, our Father in heaven has stepped in and done. So I want to encourage you to continue to be blessed. Bless that man who birthed you, who brought you in this world, and bless God in all that you do. Well, as we go off the air, I want you to remember to continue to love God, love life, keep the light on. We'll see you next week here on The Power of Your Destiny.
So tell me, what can I do?